Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
All right, so welcome to the Boots, Balls, and Bras Team of the Week discussion. This week, we had a few discussions about who should be included in the Team of the Week. We started off with Eartha's suggestion with Berger and Goal from Chelsea, Mei Ling from Villa in the back with Coombs and Shaw from City, Daly at Villa, Cuthbert at Chelsea, Toon United, Rowe at Reading, Leah Galton at United, Corsi from Villa and Furness from Liverpool. So that's like a pretty good mix of different teams, isn't it? And Farah's laughing because...
I'm laughing because Earth has picked an 11 there. And look, if we was going to go out of like individual standout players, for example, or players to be highlighted, then arguably we could have those 11. We have to put some structure to our 11 and at least have some defenders in there, Earth. So I feel like we could just shift a few in and out just to... give some balance to our team. I think, you know, we could say Corsi play at the back, but yeah, there's only two defenders in there. So I think we need to
add. Do you know how good Corsi is at the back by herself?
We have three at the back. I think that Esme Morgan from Manchester City, I thought she was very good at the weekend up against Everton and also coming off the back of a very impressive international. You know, she started the first game for the Lionesses and came on as a sub in the second game. And I thought she was impressive in both of those games and then carried that form on into that position at left side centre-half at Manchester City and Alex Greenwood was on the bench. So she was impressive for me. So I would like to, if you allow for me, to put her into a back three with her, Corsi and Mei Ling, if that's allowed.
Who are we taking out then?
I'd have to take out one of the midfielders. I'd probably take out Rachel Rowe maybe on that, out of your chunk of six midfielders that you have there.
One of your former Reading teammates?
Yeah, I mean, look, and she, not to say that she didn't play well in a game where her team was defeated, but, you know, I'm probably going off of the teams that, you know, the performance matched the result, individuals' performances matched the result that their team got.
But I like that we do have players in here that just have a standout good performances because it's the same when you choose player of the match. It's like, oh, my gosh, she got the third goal, like...
Wells yesterday, he scored and did nothing, and he got
Bales.
Gareth
Bale. Yeah,
he was dreadful and got player of the match and scored.
Yeah,
and got,
hate it.
But yeah,
absolutely can't stand it. So I really like that we do have players that just play well, and that aren't necessarily just scoring goals or winning, like you said. So okay, so Mei Ling is in, Corsi's in, and Morgan. That's a pretty strong defensive three, and you only get three because we needed more room for our midfielders. So do we agree on Cuthbert, Coombs, Toon, and Galton?
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, it's difficult. There's been that the midfield, that sort of area, the pitch and attack is always, you know, difficult. But I think, yeah, if we're going off individual performances, I think each of those individuals perform really, really well.
Cuthbert looks like she's doing well too, isn't she?
So good. And even, you know what's so funny? As I said, I was at the game and she's so disappointed when she comes off. The reason it would have been, you know, Emma Hayes definitely would have been resting there. They're three goals up against her. And it's just that, you know, like that street player, like, you know, like when we like get taken off or you can't play or your mum's calling you to come for dinner and you don't want to go home. Yeah. She has that facial on her, like, why am I coming? Like, she just wants to play. And that's how she plays on the pitch. And I love watching her. She just signed a contract as well, an extension there at Chelsea. So, yeah, I love her.
Nice.
That's why I picked her.
And what about Coombs from City?
Coombs is like a player, right? She's quietly good.
Yeah. Really consistent.
You know who else is like her who doesn't really get it? Ingle. Like, just go in, do what they need to do, and they just, like, it's kind of like they're like the Kieran Walshes. Coombs, Walsh, Ingle, those players just turn up every week, do the basics, get it right, the Kim Littles, and they're someone who you can rely on. But I think in terms of Coombs, like, she's gone around to a few clubs now, and I think she's kind of gone under the radar, but she's always been quality, even from as far back as Arsenal. I remember as a youngster at Arsenal, just playing really, really well. Was she at Charlton? Was Coombs at Charlton? I'm sure she was.
I'm not sure.
Even further back before we had these bright entertainment lights. I think Coombs was at Charlton. But Coombs is in for me. Steady. Nice. Steady's the
shit. You know what, Earth? I'd probably argue, you know. I'm half arguing here now when I'm thinking about it. Golton and Robinson. Katie Robinson for Brighton.
Mm.
I know we was considering her in the front three, right? But I'm half thinking now, based on performance, because Golton was quite quiet against Arsenal. She was good, but for her standards, in terms of impact, I would have expected more. And Katie Robinson, big impact in the Brighton game.
Do you expect more, though? And you've got to remember the opposition she's playing against. So you expect more if you look at who she's playing against week in, week out.
Of course, but you're going to go Arsenal, right? So Arsenal, Man United are challenging for that top three. And you'd argue that Brighton, Liverpool are challenging for that top six chunk from 4 to 6, right? So in terms of the level of opposition they're playing against, it's similar. Do you know what I mean? It's not like Golton's playing against a Liverpool, for example, and then Brighton against an Arsenal. So I'm talking about, in terms of that game, the level of competition they're both in is the level they're at.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mm. But interestingly, there was no Arsenal players on this list either. And I mean, they didn't play terribly.
They did. For an Arsenal, for standards of Arsenal standards, I think they did. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I just know how good they are. They're so, you know what? They miss Kim Little so badly.
Yeah.
Like, I know Vivian Needham didn't play. But I just, in games like that, in a Man United Arsenal game, somebody like Kim Little would have took the game by the scruff of the neck and made a difference in that game. So she's a huge miss. I don't know how long she's out for, but I know people are talking about, you know, the centre half of Arsenal, but I think the difference in that Arsenal team is Kim Little at the minute.
And it's a bit worrying going into the Juventus at Juventus too this week as well in the Champions League. And then Daly up front now, which is fun. And Russo, obviously, with her participation in Man United's win against Arsenal. But I love it. Khadisha Shaw, Bunny Shaw is still smashing it. She just looks so good. And it's taken her a few years to get into this league and to really start to click, but she's looking strong, isn't she?
So good. Mate, she's the main striker. I think, you know what's difficult with strikers? They like that confidence and belief in them. Now, she was in and out. She didn't get on a run of games where she was starting for Manchester City when Ellen White was there. And that's because she had that competition. But as a number nine, a goal scorer, they need that consistency of games. And to get that run of games that she didn't get, she wasn't then able to have a stamp on it. But you think last season, she hit double figures as a substitute, most of her appearances. So she's smashed. She's been probably the standout player, you know. And I think if she was an English player, we'd be talking more about her. Because I think she's in Manchester City. Honestly, watching her, she's just phenomenal at the minute. She's in probably the best form of her life, I believe. And I've watched her for a few years because I wanted Kelly Chambers to sign her years ago when I was at Reading because I knew that she would help my game. Yeah. She's been very good. I mean, an assist and a goal at the weekend. And even her assist was so unselfish for a striker.
Yeah.
She usually tried to round the keeper and put it away herself, but just puts a teammate on the plate for an open goal. But she could be in my every team of the week if I'm being
biased. Big statement.
She's
been that good every week. She's been, and it's hard because
she has been so far. Players,
but you do want to try and highlight other players, but she has been very good.
Definitely. Did we pick Russo in our team?
We put Russo and Daly, but now
or Katie Robinson.
I think Katie Robinson should come in for Golden.
Katie Robinson, I think we got Robinson instead of Russo. Russo
instead of Russo.
Yeah, but I think take out Golden. I think Russo had more of an impact in that game. Put her in a four on a wide on a wing.
Katie Robinson, does she play on the wing? I've never seen her play out there.
One, two, three, go. Oh, wait. I won.
No, we didn't do it. Come on.
One, two, three, show. You're too slow. You're delayed.
That was like five goes. Oh, goodness. Okay, all right. I'm going to make an executive decision here. We're going to put Katie Robinson in from Brighton.
Ahead of Golden?
For Golden.
No, Russo scored.
She scored in the end, but we're still talking about the full week, the 90 minutes. But question, Katie Robinson, can she play on the wing?
She plays on the wing. Right.
Oh, plays on the There you go. Forgotten. Boom.
Thank you.
Okay, Robinson.
Oh my gosh. We just talked about the player that scores the goal when they get play of the match, and you've just done exactly the same
thing. No, Russo played well. Russo. Come on.
I thought Russo played well.
Come on.
Yeah, didn't you think she played well? I thought she's you know what? It's the personality too. She's got that swagger. I think, like you said, it's the mental element of it.
This is where we're coming back.
Man United, man.
She played well.
I'm not saying she didn't play well.
Okay, I think she had more of an impact than Golden in that game.
Okay. Well, we made our decision.
Reuter did a very good job.
Listeners, we want you to vote. I want you to. Yes. We're going to put a poll up. Golden.
We'll put
or
a poll
Russo.
Up. Okay. Perfect for that one. So we've got Berger in goal, Mei Ling, Corsi, Morgan in defense. We've got Cuthbert, Coombs, Toon, and a potential Robinson or Galton in the midfield, and Daly, Shaw, and Russo up top. So we want to hear from you guys. Who do you think should be in our team of the week, Robinson or Galton? That's it for us on team of the week. We will come back to you next week on this. Let us know what you think. Ciao for now. Bye.
Adios.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.